What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Find a Way Daily. This is your head coach and founder of the league, David Kesey. Today's topic is the reality that we live in. Okay, I want you to consider the possibility that there's a truth that you don't even know is there. There's a truth that you don't even know is there. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how I believe that got there. But if there's a truth that is there that you're not acknowledging, that can only mean one thing. You're living based off a false premise or false premises. Now, that might be in your business. You're living off false premises. That might be in your own personal development. That might be with your significant other and your lady, right? They might be in some area of your life. It might be in your fitness. You live on a false premise, right? You have this idea that, if I just eat the keto, follow the keto diet, I'm going to lose weight. Now, if you take in more calories than you burn, I don't care if it's protein, carbs, fat, I don't care what it is. You take in more calories than you burn, you're going to gain weight. Period, end of story. So this reality that we live in, if we're living off of a false premise and we're not acknowledging the truth that is actually there, we end up making stuff up. We end up actually playing the game of our business and lives in the wrong game. There's a game that we thought was reality, and we play a different game, right? You're over here shooting three-pointers and can't figure out why you keep striking out. You're like, how come I keep losing and striking out and the scoreboard doesn't change when I'm hitting all these three-pointers? And that's because you're living in a fantasy. Now, not on purpose. I don't think it's like you ignore the reality. Maybe you do, right? Now, what do I think causes this? Well, I think we live in a society that is filled with massive amounts of noise. Look over here. Look at me. I mean, everybody's doing all these different posts to get attention. There's actually a selfie disorder now. I don't know if you know that. There's a psychological disorder based on selfies that has this little thing between obsessive compulsive and, Machiavellianism and narcissism and all these different things. They've come up with another disorder. It's actually a disorder now, because people are so addicted to getting attention. And what does that bring about? Well, people are focused on, how many likes did I get? Did people like my photos? And if they didn't, that must mean I'm a loser. Everyone is lost in a sea of noise. And that noise, just so you know, my friend, is mostly lies. It's mostly lies. Very few people will come on social media and talk about how their lives are not working right now, and that they're struggling and they got to get through it. Everything is amazing. I'm going on vacation again. Look at me in front of my G5 airplane. No, you were getting on a Southwest flight and you saw somebody with G5 and you stood in front of it and took a picture. People live these fake lives on social media and the noise that we get all day. Everybody's an internet millionaire. And so what does it do to you? It makes you live in a false reality. You basically end up comparing your everyday life to other people's highlight reel or something that's not even real in the first place. And that is the worst thing that ever happened to you. You start comparing yourself to other people in different areas. Some are liars, some are not. Some are down the road further than you. Some of them have different, totally different circumstances than you. But society has allowed you to live in a world where results seem easy. Right, if you're listening to this podcast, you're somebody who is a go-getter. You're wanting to win. You're like a business athlete. You focus on your business all day long, and you're obsessed with it, and everything you do revolves around it. And yet you live in a world that tries to lie to you and tell you that results should come easy. We live in a world where, everyone's relationships, they have no problems. Everyone's fit and beautiful. If you're not, don't worry about it. Just get a filter or get an app to adjust the way you look. Are you kidding me right now? This is just flat out false. Here's the reality of it. Nobody has a perfect life. Nobody has a perfect business. Nobody's happy all the time. Nobody gets results effortlessly over time. Nobody. But you can't see that because you see the lies. So you think it's easy. And when it's not, you quit. Who told you that success was supposed to not have chaos? Who told you that? Who told you success was easy? Who told you that you deserve success? Who told you that lie? Who told you that couples don't fight and argue? Who told you that you were special and that you're going to get to win just because you played? Who told you that? There's nowhere in life that is actual. The gazelle doesn't go, wait a minute, you're not allowed to eat me, Mr. Lion, because I ran away from you and I did what I was supposed to do. No, you still lost. That's life. Einstein said it like this. And I'm going to bring up this quote because I think it's just time for some people to wake up and see the world for what it is. And Einstein said this, basically, and this is a great thing for you to write inside your journal. He said, the number one question you have to answer in life is, do I live in a hostile or a friendly environment? Do I live in a hostile or friendly environment? We live in a society where everybody is faking everything all the time, so they never address the problems. People get in business and they get punched in the face and they think, oh, maybe this isn't for me. No, that's business. Business is a concrete jungle or virtual jungle where people are competing against other people. So maybe we have to look at what the world actually is. And I believe it's this. The world is extremely competitive. If you look at, there's a great book, Lessons of History by Durant. Lessons of History by Durant. He basically tells you the lessons that we can learn from history. And one of them is this. The most consistent lesson learned in history is that life is competitive. And the only reason to not compete and to join forces with somebody is so that you can compete better at a higher level. Human beings actually used to fight each other until we realized, wait a minute, we can join forces and compete again, take over the whole entire world. Life is competitive. It's challenging. It's evil. It's chaotic. But it's also loving. And it's also harmonious. It's all of it, isn't it? It's all of it. But we want to put everything into a box. And so we make up these lies and we live off of them and then we wonder why we don't get results. Look, you can live into the fantasy. I'm not saying you can't live into the fantasy. You can definitely live into the fantasy. You just can't live in a game called basketball and think you're going to win in baseball. You can't live in a fantasy world and think you're going to win in reality. It doesn't work. I'll never forget. I was dating this gal one time many, many years ago. And I just got out of professional baseball. As some of you guys know, I played professional baseball for 6 years and I had just retired and I was moving on and I was in real estate at the time and I was dating this other realtor and her brother, I go over to her house to meet her parents and everything like that. And her brother comes up to me and goes, hey dude, oh my God, you played for the Dodgers? That's incredible, dude. Me too. I'm in the Dodgers organization right now. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, you don't look like you'd be a professional baseball player. I'm like, really? I'm like, what level are you? He's like, I'm in AA. And I'm thinking, if you were in AA, dude, I would have known who you are. I'm like, what's your batting average? He's like, dude, I'm batting like .337. I'm killing it. You know, we got a game tonight. I'm like, a game tonight? That's so weird. He's like, yeah, I got to go right now. We're playing right now. He walks into his room, puts on a headset, and starts playing video games. He's talking about the video game. I'm like, no, dude, I really played professional baseball. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, that's how people live their life. Now, here's the thing. Does it mean that you shouldn't go after the things you want? You shouldn't have goals? You shouldn't have dreams? That you're helpless? No, it's quite the opposite, actually. What it means is if you wake up and stop believing lies and see yourself and others and the environment for what it actually is, you can win big time. You can dominate because you see life and business in a way that other people do not see it. They're living in a fantasy land. So here's my question for you. I know this was a little bit longer of a podcast, but I really wanted to drive this home for you just because I've seen some people that I'm going through my everyday life, everyday business, and I'm like, "Who? You're hallucinating. You're coming up with illusions. These are delusions that you have," as opposed to addressing the reality. There's a million reasons why you address that reality, and maybe that's a coaching session. If you want a free coaching session, go over to my website, sign up for a free coaching session, and we'll see what you can do to restructure your mindset, restructure your skills so that you can get to the next level. But here's what I want you to understand. I want you to actually write this question down inside your journal. What lies have you been believing that are stopping you? Call it a lie, call it a story, call it a fantasy. Call it whatever you want. But you are a professional maker-upper, as my friend Matthew says. You're a professional maker-upper. You make stuff up, and then you live into that reality. The question is it real or is it fake? Because if you're trying to play the game off a false premise, you can't win, my friend. Here's what I want you to do. You know this to be true. The truth will what? The truth will what? It will set you free. Set yourself free, my friend, and go kick some ass. Okay? Go out there every single day of your life and go find a way to win, and I'll talk to you guys next time.